I want to thank all of the participants who have come and all of the audience who have contributed to the discussions. And I'd like to take just a very quick minute to try to put a ribbon on today. We've had people on our program that have talked about the role in university education and small college education, the role in teacher preparation, opportunities in industry, effective and ineffective projects, undergrad student perspective, graduate student perspective, and faculty members' perspective. I'd just like to close this with some things that I came across looking at more the big picture of this. And this is something that I'm very passionate about, and it's that the impact of college is largely determined by student effort. Ernst Pasquarella at the University of Illinois has written a very nice book about this, but just the concepts that students aren't recipients of institutional effects, that they themselves bear a major responsibility for their education. And I think engaging them in research at a very early age is a way to transmit that ethic, that sense that Peter just comes pre-prepared with, that you wish you had in so many students, and that getting them engaged in this is just a great way to do it. The other thing that I experience as a teacher of undergraduate students is that a lot of them are working off campus in jobs that don't teach them a darn thing. And there's this wonderful book by Eric Schlosser called Fast Food Nation. And he talks about that in the fast food industry, where a lot of these kids are working, the whole industry is based on a person with an IQ that's very low being able to function. So they're not a very stimulating environment. And I think if we want to improve the quality of these young people's education, anything we can do to get them out of doing that for 20 hours a week, if that's what they're doing, and get them into a laboratory where they're doing things that contribute to their education, we've done a great thing. I think it's also critical because it's just a foundation of a democratic society. Our young people are bombarded with messages about you should borrow money until there's no more money to borrow, and that you should eat food products that aren't really that good for you. And I think whether you're a scientist or not, engaging these young people in research teaches them the critical skills they need to be a functioning member of a democratic society. I found this also an interesting way to put a ribbon on this symposium. Dylan Thomas is quoted as saying, "Something's boring me, I think it's me." And I encounter a lot of students who are bored today. And I just think that they're not actively taking the initiative like Peter has for their own education, own research. When I looked up "I'm bored" on the internet, I got 9,300,000 hits. And I even found that there's an I Am Bored website that you can go to celebrate with others who share that. Well, my education and teaching methods is one course, and the text that was used was a 1979 text. I dug it out, and I found that they listed 30 teaching strategies, and that engaging undergraduate students in research was number 27 of the 30. Well, as Dr. Hingmoss and I were preparing for this, when we looked on internet hits now, you can see that those suggest that it is well entrenched. The other thing that I think has been important to me and my involvement in this is trying to approach it from a continuum, from the time they enter college till they graduate. And the pyramid that Dr. Matthews talked about getting undergraduates involved in being mentored by graduate students, helps everybody. It just becomes a pyramid and a continuum of teaching and learning. And so to me, that's one of the big benefits. Having your graduate students have the experience of mentoring someone, I think, is very helpful to them too. I think the call to move in this direction is loud and clear. I've listed some of the better known organizations that have made it very clear that funding undergraduate research is something they're very interested in. And so we're doing something that has the institutional support of major players in science. I want to conclude with my own pet project. I thought a student's having fun doing undergraduate research would be a good way to conclude. I work on honeybees. This is a drone honeybee, and when they mate, they don't randomly go out and hang out looking for queens. They aggregate in certain areas called drone congregation areas. And the location of those areas is something that's not all that well understood. And so it's a great thing to engage students in research, because everybody's interested in who's your daddy. And with drone honeybees, it's a very important thing, because with the African honeybee coming into our bee population, there's a lot of interest in being able to have some control over mating of honeybees. It meets Dr. Matthews' criteria of being a low-cost project. You need a few helium weather balloons, a hydrogen tank, a jar of alcohol with some dead queens in it, and you simply take this alcohol solution, put on a piece of cotton, and then hang it and fly it from a balloon into the areas that you want to investigate. And when you get into congregation areas, you will have large numbers of these creatures show up. So it's a great project for me, because undergraduate students can work during the day supporting graduate students in their research, and then at about 3 in the afternoon, everybody's attention turns to running over and checking out two hours worth of that little window in which they fly to see where they are congregating. And they generate interesting data, and no one has previously really described where these would form in a Midwestern agricultural setting. Previous studies have been done in other types of areas. So if you have a number of students do it over the years, your cumulative data can help you really determine where that happens. The other beauty of this is there's clientele groups who are really interested in this, who will invite these young people to come speak to them, and who will even contribute money for scholarships for them to come to meetings like this and present that work. So it's turned out to be a fun way to spend the summer for the students I've had do this. They have interesting discussions with onlookers when you're walking around with a fishing pole on campus, and it has a side benefit of improving their fishing skills. So we really appreciate everyone's contributions today. I think, unfortunately, we're all preaching to the choir. We all share this enthusiasm, and I hope we'll take it as a mission to go out and spread it to our colleagues and get more people involved in what we all obviously agree is a very important part of educating young people. So thank you.